بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. Israel has proven that it is not committed to any of its agreements. Even if they do sign an agreement, they will violate the agreement. It is not a good idea to feed this aggressor and make it strong enough to take the next step. That is not a solution. That is what Palestine has experienced for 60 years. Several resolutions were passed by the United Nations. Although even America, the patron of the Zionists, signed those resolutions in a political gesture, the usurping Zionist regime did not practice the resolutions. The logical solution is the one that must be accepted by all morally fair individuals across the world and all those who believe in the conventions of the modern world. The logical solution is to hold a referendum among the people of Palestine, including all those who have been displaced from Palestine and who, of course, are willing to return to their homeland. That is a logical solution.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Those who have been displaced in Lebanon, Jordan, Kuwait, Egypt, and other Arab countries should return to Palestine, and a referendum should be held among all those who used to live in Palestine before the year 1948. That is the year the fake Israeli government was established, including Muslims, Christians, and Jews. These people should be allowed to determine the government of Palestine in a referendum. That is democracy. Why is democracy good for all people of the world, but not for the people of Palestine? Why is it that all people of the world have the right to determine their destiny, but not the people of Palestine? No one has the slightest doubt that the regime currently ruling Palestine has come to power through coercion, deception, machinations, and pressurizing. No one has any doubts about that. The Zionists did not come to power through peaceful methods. They came to power partially through deception and machinations, and partially through military coercion. Therefore, this regime was imposed on Palestine. The people of Palestine should come together and hold an election to choose their government. Once that government is established, it can decide the fate of those who settled in Palestine after 1948. If that elected government decides that the newcomers should stay, they can stay in Palestine. And if the elected government decides that the newcomers should leave, they should leave Palestine. That solution would show respect for public vote, democracy, and human rights, and it would also be consistent with the current logic of the world.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.